Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. More news in the airline industry. In the ongoing struggle to keep U.S. Airways in business, there's word today of a potential merger with American West. We're joined now by Bob Moon. He's New York Bureau Chief for Marketplace. Bob, these merger talks are supposed to help U.S. Airways emerge from bankruptcy protection.
Yeah, that's the idea, according to insiders being cited in the latest reports. This morning's Wall Street Journal is reporting that the outcome would essentially offer a well-capitalized merger as the reorganization plan for U.S. Airways. And sources close to the talks are saying that it's hoped that deal could be announced this week. The two carriers are said to be working together to raise as much as $400 million from potential equity investors. That includes $100 million to $150 million from the parent of Air Canada, which, by the way, just left bankruptcy court protection itself last year. The money would reportedly come from there and a couple of hedge funds. These discussions have been going on for several weeks now. U.S. Airways and America West did acknowledge last month that they're working on a possible merger. But an America West spokesman says there won't be anything more until either a deal is struck or if something falls through.
And why would it make business any less of a struggle for these two airlines to become one?
Well, this deal would bring together the country's seventh and eighth largest airlines as measured by traffic. And the two carriers see several benefits. It would combine the East Coast operations of U.S. Airways and the West Coast flight schedule where America West is focused. And that would create a wider service schedule that would offer flights to Europe and Hawaii. And U.S. Airways, which is trying to come out of its second round of Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, could leverage the low costs that America West enjoys now. So there could be some benefits if they can strike a deal.
How about for customers of these airlines?
Well, judging by a story out this morning in USA Today, customers could actually be quite reassured if there is some sort of merger deal. It certainly couldn't hurt. It seems U.S. Airways frequent flyers have been very worried since the carrier went under bankruptcy court protection last September, and they flooded U.S. Airways with claims for free trips. Those claims are up 25% over those made from a year before. And those free trips, this is really quite astounding, those free trips have accounted for about 8% of total mileage flown by passengers on U.S. Airways. The carrier
That's a lot if you're counting on selling those tickets to bring you back to financial health.
It is. It's money you're not going to get. The carrier is near the top of the list. It's right behind AirTran for the list of free trips. Today in the Marketplace Newsroom, we're looking into how globalization has the U.S. trying to get the rest of the world to do business the same way we do.
Thank you, Bob. Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.